But I want to clarify now. I mean, as I've stayed away from Facebook and all these other social networking sites, I absolutely have not joined Twitter either.
Right.
And I, like, does anyone really believe that Barack Obama sits there and goes, I better let them know that I'm about to go to the washroom?
Right. Barack Obama is actually busy because he's been sending me emails every week as well. And so is Vice President Joe Biden.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Well, you know, they're obviously feeling that these are legitimate ways of keeping in touch, which is kind of important. And, you know, like you, Dave, I was completely skeptical about all this. I remember when MySpace actually burst on the scene, and I thought, come on, you know, is anyone really going to do this? Now, MySpace seems like eons ago, because that was
vintage.
Pre-Facebook. Vintage, exactly. Retro now. So first there was MySpace, and I thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to do this. And then eventually, I'm kind of they would call me a late adopter, you know, relatively speaking to these things. So I got on MySpace eventually. Same with Facebook. Resistant. Didn't want to do it. Eventually started doing it to reconnect with old university friends, actually. And now Twitter is kind of the same. This week I just tried it out just to sort of see how it would feel. And frankly, it felt completely ridiculous. Do you want to know what I tweeted a couple days? So I did a little survey. So I've got some tweets from Kim Jong-il, yes, and Barack and Oprah. And I also have some tweets from some regular folks. And you can decide which ones are the best tweets.
You're hearing it here first, folks. Tweets from Kim Jong-il to Lynn Harris.
Okay, so mine from a couple of days ago. Now, the question is, what are you doing? Now I'm a writer, so I like to actually write it correctly. Like, I realize people are starting to be really zen about this, and they're not just answering the question, they're just putting down whatever. But I like to actually write it. So I start with a word like remembering, or writing, or thinking about, which I think is correct, but I think I'm being pretty old school. Anyway, my tweet from the other day was, remembering the packet of leftover roti that remains in my purse. Must retrieve and transfer safely to fridge for future enjoyment. Now, that was very close to the 140 character limit. Like,
right,
you only have,
yeah,
this is very
that.
Important. Yeah, because you can't go beyond that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like that one because it actually was what I was doing. And it's kind of silly because what are you doing? Well, you're typing your Twitter thing.
Of course, it's sort of a built-in paradox.
Shouldn't it always be the same thing?
In the time that it took you to Twitter this, you could have taken the roti out of your purse and thrown it in the garbage.
Exactly, precisely. Okay. So my friend Denise, who lives in Vancouver, she has a similar approach, and I like her tweets very much. She's got she's a story editor for television scripts. And hers was, claiming to know nothing is triggering the most powerful stories. The tellers draw strength when they realize they know something I don't.
Ooh. That is good.
Ooh, so it's actually, there's
end there. There's a really good New York Times article, because I think that the tradition of Twitter actually comes from the Facebook status updates,
yes,
as anybody on Facebook is well familiar with. And because of the character limit, there's actually sort of almost a poetic aspect to it. You know, it's sort of like it's limited like a haiku is limited. It's limited by its structure. And there's a lot of places you can go with that. It's almost like there's power in the limitations.
Exactly. Now, Issa, who is the artist formerly known as Jane Sibbery, she takes that poetic aspect to an extreme. So hers the other day was, now her spatulate fingers are beginning to drum on the handle of the axe.
Oh, that's really nice.
And all of hers are very poetic, again, like haiku. So that's on one end of the Twitter spectrum.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
On the other end of the Twitter spectrum, you have basically ongoing propaganda, like kind of a news feed. Here's the latest from the official office of Kim Jong-il. And, you know, for example, the other day, his was just, greetings to Ethiopian president. And then there was an URL, so you click on the link, and then there's a longer piece, a longer little essay that's, you know, propaganda, sort of, you know, communicates the official government line. So it's more than the 140 characters, because essentially it's a quick little thing, and then you're supposed to click on the link, and here's the more important story. And that's what Barack Obama is doing, too. It's like things like, President Obama needs you to tell Congress why healthcare reform can't wait. And then there's an URL. And here's the more detailed stuff. So in a way, they're kind of cheating in a way. It's or perhaps sort of recognizing that, yeah, Twitter, like, what can you do in 140 characters? It's not that meaningful.
Especially with something as complex as healthcare reform.
Yes.
Interesting, though, then, as we said in the introduction, and we certainly are not trying to make light of the way that Kim Jong-il's been behaving, but You know, it is considered the most isolated country on the planet. It's legal to have a mobile phone there. If you're caught with a cell phone, there's some serious consequences for it. Only the most elite amongst the power brokers in the country have access to internet. You know, so it is interesting that they would choose this, as clearly this is not meant for anyone within North Korea, other right. than the little circle of people who may have access to it. Mm-hmm. It is clearly meant as a propaganda tool.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Diana, you mentioned the word power. The word power came up, you know, because when I was thinking, why on earth, what would be the reason to do this for all of us, really, not just the cultural icons and so on, but for the regular folks, too. It is a form of power. It is this notion of you're going to get your message out to more people through whatever most appealing method there is. I just wanted to part one other. In my quick survey, I found this was fascinating, though, from my perspective as a songwriter. This was one of Kim Jong-il's official posts. Believe it or not, from last week, many poems and words of songs created. And then there was a link. And I'm just going to read you a tiny bit. This is the propaganda that it's kind of interesting to me. Poets of the Central Committee of the Writers' Union of Korea produced more than 100 poems and words of songs, encouraging the army and people by conducting dynamic creative activities in the seething reality. That's what we're doing, isn't it?
Such a slice of life, isn't it?
The seething reality, yes. I just thought that was fascinating. And they actually list some of the song titles, too. Let us stand in the van of the struggle of a thriving nation. And soldiers like to be called comrades in arms.
Hmm.
Wow.
You know, it still hasn't gotten weird enough for me, to quote Hunter Thompson.
It's always weird. It's always weird.
So, as only you can do, you set your mindset, you know, there's a song in this somewhere.
Oh, there's a song in everything. So this is how this one came out. And I always preface it by saying, you know, songs are very interesting things. You start with one little snippet, little tweet, and you see where it goes. This is called Twitter in My Heart. So will this pretty world go down in a less than brilliant burst? Kim Jong-il's on Twitter now, guess it's time to fear the worst. We fling our little fragments as our world gets blown apart. But all day long I hear your song, I twitter, you twitter in my heart. All day long I hear your song, you twitter in my heart. A little bird reminded me, I don't know how to tweet. She rises high above the trees, I fall down in defeat. Getting tied up in my syllables that substitute for art. Beyond myself, there's something else, you twitter in my heart. Beyond myself, there's something else, you twitter in my heart. You flutter in my mind's eye, I tremble in my shoes. You twinkle in the dark sky, how I need some happy news. It's pretty hard to stand by, I'm staggered when you start to twitter in my heart, twitter in my heart, twitter in my heart. I ask you now, what are we doing? How will we fill this space? How will we rise above the ruins as we pick up the pace? Oh, we're shouting from the precipice, texting from Walmart. But despite all this, you're what I miss, you twitter in my heart. Despite all this, you're what I miss, you twitter in my heart. Flutter in my mind's eye, I tremble in my shoes. You twinkle in the dark sky, how I need your happy news. It's pretty hard. hard to stand by. I'm staggered when you start to Twitter in my heart, Twitter in my heart, Twitter in my heart, Twitter in my heart.
Lynn Harrison, folks. Lynn is one of our arts contributors here on the show. And for more information on that song, other songs, all the work that Lynn's done, including her new album, Simplicity, go to our website, www.take5.fm. Click on the link. You can also go to linoleum.com, linoleum.com. Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you, Diana. Another Take 5 Friday comes to a close.